Here comes a story that's never been told about the turbulent demise of Clymie Fisher. They had their success and they went separate ways. Fisher went to work as a researcher for the BBC Education Department, rented a flat in Norbury, South London. Clymie moved into the gravel business with his brother. Theirs was the place to go for white dolomite and Canterbury spur. It was a small but profitable operation, specialised in large driveways. Top of the range was called a Hadley, so named after the TV series. Now keep this in mind. Fisher hates gravel, and Fisher hates shale. It goes right through him. In the spring of 1995, Clymie did an interview for Mixed Aggregate magazine, in which he criticised his ex-partner for not giving him the credit he felt he deserved during their days of chart stardom. Fisher read the article, became incensed, and started a smear campaign against the brothers' business, which proved immensely damaging. When Clymie eventually found out who it was that had been trying to destroy his livelihood, he swore revenge, this time with a full-page statement in asphalt. £100 a word. Spent his last £500 to say, "You're a dead man, Fisher." Now here comes a story that's never been told . In the meantime, Fisher had started to pine for his music and decided to get a band together. Do a few gigs, nothing serious, just enjoy it, see what happens kind of thing. Thought it might be fun to do some out-of-the-way venues. So it passed that on October the 3rd, 1995, he took to the stage at the Duke of Marlborough pub at Amesbury on the southeastern edge of Salisbury Plain. Well, of course, Clymie had somehow found out about all this and was standing right in front of Fisher with pockets full of gravel. 30 seconds into the first song and he's raining his stones down at Fisher's feet. Well, the music stops. Fisher goes berserk. Mayhem. Police cars. I'll tell you a story that's never been told.